It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
Well, we know what it is to be hacked. Now, we know what it is to be ambushed. Good day and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business, where we discuss money technology, what is happening globally, and how it might impact the ordinary Barbadian citizen. Our thanks go out to partner and sponsor, Flow. Last Saturday, the National Cultural Foundation organized a seat at the table at the Queen's Park Art Gallery. It was a stand-up and sit-down opportunity to view several pieces of art and to meet the artists. The curator of the occasion, well-known Onika Small, had invited us to come along. You do not have to be an artist to look at something and form an opinion, negative or positive. And in today's world of technology, you do not have to be an educated artist to create art. Free artificial intelligence software has come to our rescue to help us create art and potentially sell that art to an international market. During our harmless viewing of the exhibits, we were ambushed by two young people. One, Aaron, a 22 years old male, and one of the artists displaying their marvelous work. The other, a female, who was among two classes of students at the Barbados Community College we spoke to just over 3 weeks ago about blockchain technology, crypto assets, including cryptocurrencies, and how artificial intelligence present both opportunities and challenges in the areas of non-fungible tokens. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are any form of art. It could be dance or poetry, which are minted using blockchain technology and may be located on an international marketplace. Non-fungible means unique, an item of art which using blockchain technology authenticates that piece of work and is linked to its creator. The use of blockchain technology removes middlemen in transactions. For example, direct connections between artists and buyers eliminates agents from the sale process and makes artwork cheaper by removing associated costs, overheads, and commission fees. Well, we spent about half an hour or more explaining the pros and cons and answering questions from Aaron. Aaron represents that category of 34 years or under young people who have a growing interest in many things blockchain and cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin. NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, have been proven to make handsome profits for artists, but it's not all plain sailing. Like the art world, it has quickly become a very competitive marketplace. Non-fungible tokens may be created in standard analog mode or using motion, and NFTs are not just about art. They have become a growing part of real estate and other industries. Again, the attraction here is to cut out the middleman, improve security, and hopefully put more money into the pockets of a younger generation willing to adjust their minds and become entrepreneurs. We hope you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and interesting. If so, do tune in. Another edition comes Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.